Good morning and welcome to Big Jim's House with Big Jim O'Brien, Aaron V, and producer Ryan. Heard only on 94.7 CSX.
How we doing, everybody? It is a What Would You Do Wednesday. We're going to get to that in a little bit. We have a dog in the studio this morning.
Yes, the Tito Santana is here because he is picking the Preakness for this weekend. So it's Tito's trifecta.
So a dog that is, that you, if you put a saddle on Tito, what would happen?
Oh, he would be very angry.
He would disappear.
But have you seen those little costumes that have like a cowboy on the back of them and you put them on your dog? And
you
then...
don't. You haven't done this for Tito, have you?
No, but I've seen it on like pit bulls and German shepherds and stuff. It's hysterical.
I don't know about putting a costume on a pit bull.
Oh, they're nice.
They are nice. Unless they have a mohawk and like an earring. Then you don't mess with them. So Aaron's in here eating just an egg. Just crack an egg again this morning.
Those are my favorite.
Okay. I had to share the story real quick.
Are you going to ruin my breakfast?
No. This is interesting. So we're cleaning up the house. We've got the family, the in-laws in town today. So I'm cleaning out the shower and I find eggshells in the shower.
What?
In the shower. So I ask Adam, I'm like, hey man, what's the deal? He's like, well, I was hungry and there were some hard-boiled eggs downstairs. So I brought one up in the shower with me because I figured that's the easiest way to rinse off the eggshells. So he ate a hard-boiled egg while he was taking a shower. It's not a bad idea. It's not a bad idea. You can rinse off your food in the shower and eat it right there. It's not a bad idea.
No food in the bathroom.
Oh, come on. You've never taken a shower with a turkey sandwich?
No, I've never taken food in the bathroom because that's gross. There's all kinds of particles in the air and things like that.
You don't want to come over for Thanksgiving because that's how I rinse the turkey.
What's in the box? What's in the box?
Let's see what's in our first break box.
All right, what do we got, Aaron?
Oh, it's a ticket-winning Wednesday. A fistful of $2 Big Buck instant tickets from the Michigan Lottery. You can win up to 50 grand plus, win up to 12 times. There's big fun in every one. Caller 31-248-398-9279. That's 248-398-WCSX.
And we'll throw in a freshly cleaned off
hard-boiled egg.
Yeah. Shower eggs, the new thing here in the Motor City.
Kids.
What do you mean? That's a great idea. It's a great idea.
That's just kids just...
eating in the shower?
It's just kids. things they come up with.
He's also eating a Hot Pocket in there just to say he was the first person to eat a Hot Pocket while taking a shower. I don't know why. Anyway, what's coming up in sports?
The Tigers do it again.
608 Big Jim's House. Big Jim, and here's Aaron V with sports.
Detroit Tigers fought back from a 5-run deficit to beat the Cleveland Indians 9-8 last night. They're now only a game behind the Tribe in the American League Central and could earn a share of first place if they complete the series sweep this afternoon. Tigers and Indians will wrap up that 3-game set. It's 1-10 first pitch. Left-hander Ryan Carpenter will be recalled to make his second start of the year for the Cats, while Trevor Bauer will pitch for the Indians.
And not only was that a comeback, but they did that against Andrew Miller. That's one of the, like... The cream of the crop. Well, they did that last night.
Well, he walked in a run.
Lazy pitcher. I'd trade him to the Tigers.
Big news yesterday in baseball. Seattle Mariners star Robinson Cano.
Don't you know?
80-game suspension for violating the game's drug policy. He allegedly took a diuretic, which is banned by the league because it masks other drugs that athletes can take. But Tiger slugger Miguel Cabrera spoke to the Free Press and said he didn't think Cano would cheat because he's known him for years and now he's concerned it could ruin his Hall of Fame chances.
Well, Rafael Palmeiro is going to speak on Cano's behalf, so I think it's all fine.
And a big football deal. Pittsburgh Steelers minority owner David Tepper is expected to sign a deal to buy the Carolina Panthers and keep them in North Carolina. This is according to ESPN. The team is expected to sell for you ready for this?
Yeah.
$2.2 billion. Which breaks the $1.4 billion record set by the sale of the Buffalo Bills in 2014.
Now, the real estate agent who gets the 3% commission off that, whew, wow, what a deal.
I don't know if they do. Would there be a real estate commission?
I would hope so. Would it be fun if they keep the pens when you get the $2 billion deal? Someone's getting paid a commission for doing that deal, I would assume.
But would it be real estate? Because it's, you know, they plan it. I don't know. That's a good question. I'm going to have to do some research.
Maybe lawyers, probably, because I would assume lawyers. Maybe there's no lawyers. Maybe it's just a handshake deal. I'll buy the team for $2 billion. Yeah, cool. All right. Just write me a check. I'll see you on Friday. We'll go meet over and get some wings. We need to get a winner for our first break box. Ticket winning Wednesday. Kelly, good morning.
Well, good morning. How are you?
We're good.
Awesome. Thanks. Congratulations. You won a fistful of $2 Big Bucks instant tickets from the Michigan Lottery.
Well, that sounds exciting. I'm looking forward to winning.
So have you guys ever won anything? I've never won it. No, that's not true. I won $10 off a scratch off once. That was kind of my big hit. Have you ever hit anything on those, Kelly?
I never have. Now, my girlfriend buys them all the time and wins all the time, but I'm not that lucky.
My buddy hit for $100 over the weekend.
I found a $50 winner in a parking lot one time.
No, you see, Kelly, Erin's the lucky one. She found a $50 one.
See, that's awesome, Erin.
And did
Where
she
do you hang out at?
No, it was just at the gas station. You know, I watch The Ground a lot. For some reason, I don't know. It's just a habit I got into. I find money all the time. But I saw the ticket laying in the parking lot at the gas station, and I picked it up, and somebody had won but didn't realize that they had matched the two little clovers on it. So I took it in the store. It's $50 winner. I was like,
seriously?
Yay.
Okay.
That is awesome. I mean, that's awesome. How often do you hear stories like that?
All the time, actually. So you walk with your head down looking at the ground?
I always find money. I find money all the time.
She also walks into doors here at work a lot.
That is true.
It's Big Jim's House. What would you do Wednesday?
Our studio number is always 248-398-WCSX. You can call or text, jumping on this conversation on Facebook as well. Are we ready for the message to start it all?
Yep.
Hey, Jim, hey, Erin. My name's Dan, and I'm having a problem in my apartment complex. The problem is people aren't picking up after their dogs. It seems to be getting worse. Now the poop is literally a few feet in front of my front door where my daughter and her friends play. Should I confront the dog owners directly? What would you do?
Well, it sounds like someone's not taking care of your apartment building there.
Well, Dan did go to the manager.
What did the manager say?
They basically said there's nothing they can do about it, and they put up notes around the apartment complex saying, you know, clean up after your dog, but apparently there's somebody who is not cleaning up after their dog. And we have pictures.
We have photographic evidence of this one. Now, you can go to WCSX.com. We have that up there as well.
And you can text the keyword WWYD.
For what would you do?
And we'll go right to your phone. This got me all fired up.
248-398-WCSX, 248-398-9279. If the manager's not doing anything about it, I guess you got to take things into your own hand, other than the poop, of course. But you have to take it. And would you go door to door and ask people? Is that your dog? But if you know whose dog it is, then it's just a showdown, isn't it?
Yeah, this is a tough situation, especially if they're like a neighbor. Because then you're creating a very hostile living situation.
Well, no, they're doing that by letting their dog crap all over your porch where your kids play. See, I'm normally pretty like in the middle on this one. I would shut this down in a minute. If you can't handle your dog's business, then your dog has no business on my yard. Finger snapped on that one, girl. Seriously, though, we have dogs in our neighborhood. We live in a house. We have the same issue, though. We have that little path of grass between the sidewalk. We have people that just let their dogs go there and don't pick it up.
See, that's unacceptable.
Yeah.
In my opinion, a dog owner.
Yeah, you pick up after Tito.
Of course.
But it's like picking up a walnut, though.
Pretty much. Yeah. But still, you have to pick up after your animal. That's just etiquette. You don't just leave, like, poop in the sidewalk.
So what do you do? 248-398-WCSX, 248-398-9279. Talk to the manager about it. They've done nothing. You got a dog just pooping on your patio. Although, by the way, Pooping on the Patio, great ZZ Top album. Love that one.
It's always easy to reach Big Jim's house.
Ghostbusters, what do you want?
Can you bring me my chapstick?
Call or text 248-398-WCSX.
Hey,
it's Big Jim's house. What would you do Wednesday?
Our studio number is always 248-398-WCSX. You can call or text, jumping on this conversation on Facebook as well. Are we ready for the message to start it all?
Yep.
Hey, Jim. Hey, Erin. My name's Dan, and I'm having a problem in my apartment complex. The problem is people aren't picking up after their dogs. It seems to be getting worse. Now the poop is literally a few feet in front of my front door where my daughter and her friends play. Should I confront the dog owners directly? What would you do?
Well, it sounds like someone's not taking care of your apartment building there.
Well, Dan did go to the manager.
What did the manager say?
They basically said there's nothing they can do about it, and they put up notes around the apartment complex saying, you know, clean up after your dog, but apparently there's somebody who is not cleaning up after their dog. And we have pictures.
We have photographic evidence of this one. Now, you can go to WCSX.com. We have that up there as well.
And you can text the keyword WWYD.
For what would you do?
And we'll go right to your phone. This got me all fired up.
248-398-WCSX, 248-398-9279. If the manager's not doing anything about it, I guess you got to take things into your own hand, other than the poop, of course. But you have to take it. And would you go door to door and ask people? Is that your dog? But if you know whose dog it is, then it's just a showdown, isn't it?
Yeah, this is a tough situation, especially if they're like a neighbor. Because then you're creating a very hostile living situation.
Well, no, they're doing that by letting their dog crap all over your porch where your kids play. See, I'm normally pretty like in the middle on this one. I would shut this down in a minute. If you can't handle your dog's business, then your dog has no business on my yard. Finger snapped on that one, girl. Seriously, though, we have dogs in our neighborhood. We live in a house. We have the same issue, though. We have that little path of grass between the sidewalk. We have people that just let their dogs go there and don't pick it up.
See, that's unacceptable.
Yeah.
In my opinion, as a dog owner.
Yeah, you pick up after Tito.
Of course.
But it's like picking up a walnut, though.
Pretty much. Yeah. But still, you have to pick up after your animal. That's just etiquette. You don't just leave, like, poop in the sidewalk.
So what do you do? 248-398-WCSX, 248-398-9279. Talk to the manager about it. They've done nothing. You got a dog just pooping on your patio. Although, by the way, Pooping on the Patio, great ZZ Top album. Love that one.
It's always easy to reach Big Jim's house.
Ghostbusters, what do you want?
Can you bring me my chapstick?
Call or text 248-398-WCSX.
Hey, it's the message from Dan.
Hey, Jim. Hey, Aaron. My name's Dan, and I'm having a problem in my apartment complex. The problem is people aren't picking up after their dogs. It seems to be getting worse. Now the poop is literally a few feet in front of my front door where my daughter and her friends play. Should I confront the dog owners directly? What would you do?
248-398-WCSX. Now, as a little caveat to this, you just told us something about Dan, though. Dan has spoken to the manager of the apartment building.
Yes, and they put up notes around the apartment complex telling the residents to pick up after their dogs. So this is an ongoing situation.
You put up a note all you want, but if it doesn't mean anything, I mean, like, you're going to find people in the apartment building? Are you going to get kicked out, or what do you do? I remember that, like, when I lived in an apartment, there was certain rules. If you broke them, you could get fined, right?
Yes.
Remember there was, I maybe I'm crazy, but I remember that. I don't, do you have to fine people in your apartment building because they won't pick up their dog poop? It's not a bad idea.
It isn't a bad idea, especially because when you see the pictures that Dan sent us of where the dogs are going to the bathroom,
it's right
where his kids play, like right outside of the door.
Now, if you want to see them, they're posted on our Facebook page, but we'll also text them to you, 248-398-WCSX. The keyword,
WWYD.
Just think, what would you do, okay? What would you do? There you go. So we'll text that to you. Line three, go ahead. Now, what would you do?
I would collect it. I've done this before, and I gave it to the neighbor that was not doing the pickup.
Like, did you put it in a Ziploc baggie or a little brown bag? Did you knock on the door and be like, hey, I have something for you?
I actually put it in a Kroger bag.
Very specific. It was very specific. All right, man, who's this?
This is Bob.
Bob, hey, it's Big Jim and Aaron, man. We appreciate you listening in the morning, too.
Oh, every day.
Thank you, bud. All right, have a good day.
You too. Right. Bye.
248-398-WCSX. Do you do the flaming dog poop thing back to them?
Like light it on fire and stick it on their porch?
Is that too aggressive?
Just a smidge.
Ooh, get that lady that did the X-Lax lace brownies to use some of the dog poop and make another batch for the neighbors.
Wasn't that in the movie The Help?
Oh, yeah.
It's Big Jim's house. What would you do Wednesday?
646, 51 degrees. Of course, studio number 248-398-WCSX, 248-398-9279. You can call or text us. Here's the message from Dan.
Hey, Jim. Hey, Aaron. My name's Dan, and I'm having a problem in my apartment complex. The problem is people aren't picking up after their dogs. It seems to be getting worse. Now the poop is literally a few feet in front of my front door where my daughter and her friends play. Should I confront the dog owners directly? What would you do?
248-398-WCSX. Text messages coming in, Aaron.
Oh, yeah. Bag it, find the person's apartment, then hang it on their front door.
Yes! That's what I'm talking about. Do it!
Then Bill got in touch and says, first of all, shame on the dog owners for not picking up after the dogs. Doggy pickup bags are available at stores. Next, since management has posted notes about it, I would confront the dog owners. It's their responsibility.
Two words for that guy.
Dilly dilly.
Dilly dilly.
Well played. I still like the idea of setting it on fire. Just put it on their porch.
I kind of like that idea, too.
Do you? Did you ever do that in Mount Clemens back in the day?
No.
Never did?
No, we did worse things, and that will be shared at a later date.
Okay. See, again, we'd have to go get you to go hunt down these dog owners. 248-398-WCSX. This is Mike. Yeah. Mike, go ahead, bud.
I think they should pay one of them pooper scooper companies to pick it up and then send them management the bill. Because it is their responsibility to, you know, it taken care of. They can't have poop everywhere, regardless of who's doing it. It's still an apartment complex responsibility to make sure it's not like that. For them to say that it's not, it's out of their hands is bull. I mean, if they let their renters do that, it's on them. So I would get one of them pooper scooper companies and send them the bill. Hey, your management ain't picking it up. Your maintenance guy isn't picking it up. Well, guess what? I paid a guy to do it, and you're paying me.
There you go. Thank you, buddy. 248-398-WCSX. What's the only downside of confronting the neighbor about it, if you know who it is?
You end up with a really hostile living environment because this person lives by your house.
But how much does this neighbor really think about you or care about you if they're letting their dog do that on your porch where your kids play?
100%.
You know what I mean? It's not like you're burning a bridge. If anything, you're building a bridge or a wall from the dog. That was a really good analogy before I started talking. God, in my head, it's like perfect right now. CSX Stones, Big Jim's House. Good morning, 706, 51 degrees. Big Jim, Aaron V, producer Ryan. We got our friend Marlena Hanlon on the phone. You saw the story yesterday. It was all over the news last night. Happened in downtown Detroit. The name of the dog is
Totem, and she was stolen in broad daylight from the front yard of a home she owns in Southwest Detroit. Beautiful little dog. She's a like a pug mix, and she's Brendel. She's so cute.
And we've got all the information for you, too, of this lost dog. We'll text it to you, 248-398-WCSX. The keyword is
lost.
And like I said, we got Marlene on the phone right now. Now, you were telling us that there's some news for us this morning.
There has been sort of a break in the case in that we had all along footage of the car, and we didn't realize it. Yesterday, the police came, reviewed the footage with us, and we do now have film of the vehicle. And
oh, so you've got a plate and everything on this.
The police are investigating the plate, but we do know that in addition to being just a white SUV, which are fairly common here in Michigan, it's either a Suburban or a Tahoe. It has a bike rack. It has a trailer hitch. They were also traveling with another dog in the back that looks like a lab mix, a dark lab mix with a white patch on his chest or her chest. And it's not clear whether that dog is theirs or
if
another
dog. If they stole
dog
that one, too.
Exactly. We don't know. So when I first saw the video of the woman taking the dog out, Totem, out of the yard, I can't express to you, I felt nauseated when I saw it. It was just amazingly hurtful.
Well, it's horrifying and for yes, any animal owner, any pet owner.
I was almost in tears in our office yesterday when I saw the story because I have a dog, too, that I love dearly, and I just kept thinking, like, my dog's so friendly, he would go with anybody. I can't imagine if this happened to me.
Well, Totem, I mean, she is friendly, but sort of upon reassurance, she's not necessarily immediately friendly, and that's what we were really surprised by in the video, is she seems so docile with him. But yesterday, when I saw the footage of the car driving by, and Totem is sitting in the little girl's lap in the passenger side, and the windows are down, so you can see right in. I mean, I just, I had to actually leave the room because I didn't want to cry in front of the police officers. It was just so, they're so cavalier about taking somebody who was so important to me that I don't know how to feel about it. And
so, Marlena, we've got all the information, photos, and everything else that people need at 248-398-WCSX. Text us. The keyword, of course, is
lost.
Yeah, for Totem. And then we want to stay in touch with you. We want to get this information out to our listeners as well all over Detroit. And then we got the info on there, and we'll share your number there. And I know Lost Dogs of Michigan have also posted it on their Facebook page as well.
We've also created a Facebook page that has video of both the abduction and the car, as well as some other information.
Okay, we'll make sure that is linked to as well in the same post there. Marlena, we're all thinking about you this morning. It just sucks. It sucks, but this will work out. We're thinking about you today. Okay.
Thank you.
CSX Big Jim's House, 719. Big Jim, Aaron V, producer Ryan, who is studying up at Star Wars as we speak. In about 10 minutes here, we will play Helping Hand for Solo advanced screening tickets.
Well, yesterday he was like, I'm going to brush up on all my Star Wars in one day. I'm like, dude, you're going to need 10 years.
He thought that was the doorbell for the Millennium Falcon. That's where we're at. Anyway, so don't go anywhere. We'll have those for you. But of course, the thing that everybody's talking about this morning, the biggest news story in the world as we speak, number one trending on Twitter, is it Laurel or is it Yanni? Hey,
do you hear the big sigh?
Friend of mine had a great point. If this is the one thing that we're debating this morning, it's a pretty good day. If this is what we're obsessed on this morning, compared to some of the stuff recently, it's not bad. So somebody posted this. We've got to post it as well. We'll text it to you. The key word is word.
Oh.
Word.
Well, it's an auditory illusion, and it's dividing the internet.
It has ripped this country apart, Aaron. It's the blue gold dress thing all over again. Okay, here's how it sounds at normal speed. Now, I'm wondering with our processing at the radio station, if it's going to filter it out to hear what. Now, what do you hear? Do you hear Laurel? Do you hear Yanni?
Laurel.
It's Laurel, right?
Yes.
People are insisting that they hear Yanni in this. One more time.
Laurel.
Now, producer Ryan did slow it down. And this is the exact same audio thing. You're talking about the audio trick. Check this out, though. When you slow it down.
Yanni.
Ooh, hidden words. It's in there. Is that the same cut? That's the exact same cut. That's weird. What do you hear? Laurel or Yanni? Okay. We heard Laurel, though, right?
Yes.
Okay. 248-398-WCSX. We'll text it to you. The keyword is...
word.
To your mother.
I found that too entertaining.
You really did. We're going to get you out more. We're going to save this. God, I hope somebody named Laurel calls this morning. Hi, good morning. It's
Laurel.
From White Lake. Yay. Solo tickets on the way. Unless you're Laurel. CSX, good morning.
Good morning. I think you should play it backwards. And I think it says, turn me on, dead man. Turn me on, dead man.
Hold on. We got to do this. This is it. This is it. This is the fifth Beatle. This is the new Beatle song. You've nailed it for us. All right. Thank you, brother.
Bye.
There he goes. 248-398-WCSX. Laurel and Yanni. Do you hear Laurel? Do you hear Yanni? Erin has been all about this all morning. That's all she's been talking about in the studio.
No, that is not true. But it's breaking the damn internet.
Okay. So you're supposed to hear, he was just calling about, because you're supposed to hear either Laurel or Yanni in this little clip.
Laurel.
All you hear is Laurel, right?
Laurel.
Some people say if you slow it down, we play to you hear Yanni. We'll text you again, 248-398-WCSX, the keyword being...
word.
So you can listen to it on your computer. Maybe some of our processing here at the radio station is filtering it out. But he wanted it backwards. Do we have it? Okay, let's listen to it backwards, Beatles style.
Laurel.
Now it's just creepy sounding, isn't it?
It still sounds like Laurel.
Does it?
Laurel.
If you play it slower, it says Red Rum. Very scary. Okay, we need players right now for our Helping Hand for Solo, our advanced screening tickets, 248-398-WCSX. We're ready for this, Aaron?
Yes, because I'm not the Helping Hand today.
You're not the Helping Hand. Producer Ryan is going to help you. So call now, 248-398-WCSX.
What you're really saying is you better know your Star Wars really well.
I'm sorry, that's not fair. Yeah. You have four questions. Whoever gets the last one right is going to go see Solo Monday night at MJR Troy, an advanced screening of the movie. A Helping Hand. Still better than Han Solo. That promotional name never worked. Love the end of that song. CSX crew, girls, 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 or G3s, we like to call it here in the business. 736, 52 degrees, Big Jim, Aaron V, producer Ryan this morning. This is the new soundtrack for Solo. Buenos dias, Chewbacca. Mi amo es Han. Is that right? I don't speak Spanish. That works, right? Yeah, my name is Han. Okay. Where is Cabeza? Where's the baño on the Millennium Falcon? That's the only thing I learned in Mexican, too, in Spanish, was to ask where the bathroom is. Anyway, so we're playing for Han Solo solo advanced screening tickets. Erin's just happy that she's not the hand for this one, the helping hand.
Because I'm still stressed out over Monday.
Oh, come on. Billy D. Williams still bothers you for Monday?
Yes, because I could see his face holding, and then his hand holding a bottle of Colt 45, and I couldn't think of his name, and it drove me crazy.
Turn the page. Bob Seger said it best. Okay, so we got our player. We got our player, Mike in Shelby Township. Good morning, bud.
Morning, guys.
Good news, bad news. Good news is you're first in this morning. Bad news is Ryan is your helping hand.
You are playing for a family four-pack of passes to see the screening of Solo, A Star Wars Story. The screening will be Monday, the 21st, 7 p.m. at MJR Troy. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay. You have questions?
Yep.
All right, first one from Erin.
Question number one. What Star Wars movie featured Ewoks in the Battle of Endor?
Return of the Jedi.
Nice. Okay. You're good so far, Ryan.
Yeah, I knew that one.
Deep breath. question number two. What kind of fighter did Luke Skywalker fly?
X-Wing.
Nice. Okay, dude knows this stuff. Easy. You've been saved here. Okay.
Who played Han Solo in the original Star Wars?
Harrison Ford.
Oh, listen to this. He's bored with our simple questions.
I gave him all you of those before this, I put them into you guys. Yep.
You stack this, Logan. Ryan, last question for the win. What is Darth Vader's real name?
Blanking here.
You want to ask Ryan for help on this one?
This.
You got the last Ryan? One, dude. Ryan, what is Darth Vader's real name?
I'm going to say something, but it's going to be really dumb.
No, go ahead. We're only on till 10.
It's
Anakin Skywalker.
Oh, my God.
Yes!
Bravo!
Well played. Yes! Especially yes! considering the fact that Erin tried yes! to show you the answer and you still couldn't get it. I swear to God, that was the worst. You are the worst sneak
like
I've ever
antenna.
Seen. All of a sudden, Erin looks, Mike, you got the tickets. Erin looks at me like a 3-year-old who just jacked some candy off the counter. And she's like holding the paper going. And Ryan's going, Anatine?
Anatine
like, Squicker.
It looked like antenna.
Bone.
Mike, I wanted you to win. You were doing so good.
Well, you got the answer. So
in the end.
It's all good, man. Congratulations.
Thank you.
You two are the worst cheats ever, man.
Luke's dad would have worked, right?
Go in the other room. Hold on, Mike. All right, go away. Really?
It's Big Jim's house. What would you do Wednesday?
248-398-WCSX, our studio number. Here's the message from Dan.
Hey, Jim. Hey, Aaron. My name's Dan, and I'm having a problem in my apartment complex. The problem is people aren't picking up after their dogs. It seems to be getting worse. Now the poop is literally a few feet in front of my front door where my daughter and her friends play. Should I confront the dog owners directly? What would you do?
I think in the studio, we've both talked about it this morning over the course of the show, Erin. I would go talk to the neighbor, wouldn't you? I mean, you'd confront him.
I would, and I would tell him you need to come pick up your dog poop.
Or, can't really say you're going to tell the manager because we found out Dan had talked to management and they put up notes.
Notes, and that didn't work out so well.
With a wagging finger going, you guys better stop it. Yeah, because if they don't care enough about you as a neighbor to pick it up, I really don't think a note from management's going to change anything. I was asking you before if you could find people in an apartment complex.
I'm sure you can.
I bet you could. I bet you could for leaving dog poop all over the place. You got to see the photos, though, because once you understand this poor guy, Dan, I mean, these dogs are pooping all over the place. We'll text it to you, 248-398-WCSX, the keyword being...
What would you do? WWYD. Just send WWYD.
Marshall, White Lake, morning.
Hey, how you doing, Big Jim?
We're good, man. So what would you do?
You have nothing wrong with confronting the person because you're not doing anything wrong. They are.
Right.
And I had a neighbor that did the same thing, and I had asked him about it. He'd get out of his brother get out of his truck, let his dog run. He'd poop in my yard. So I confronted him, and they said, oh, no big deal. We'll take care of it. They didn't take care of it. So I went out and shoveled up the poop, walked over to his truck, opened the door, and put it in the seat of his car. You know what? It never happened again. So.
Yeah, I would guess not.
I love our listeners. They're just like, I'll handle my own business. I'm with you, man. That's awesome.
You know, I was nice about it, so.
Wow.
But they have no reason not to confront them. I mean, it's not their fault. The person like you say, it's not your fault, it's their fault. So.
Well, the other idea, if I'm Dan, I would go poop on their patio and see what happens.
There you go.
Can you do that legally?
That would be a video, wouldn't it?
All right, Marshall, have a good morning, man. Hey, thanks for listening,
you too.
All
right. Stay, guys.
Okay, so you can't do that? That's a bad idea?
That's a very bad idea.
Kids, if you're listening right now, don't do that. Don't do that. One more. Denise, Dearborn Heights, go ahead.
Well, most cities do have an ordinance, and I would start by calling the city to find out if there is an ordinance and reporting them. In lieu of that, I would let the neighbor know that not only is it unsanitary, but it creates a rat problem.
Really?
Are you aware of the fact that rats to eat dog feces?
Well, Michael Jackson in that song, Ben, he would sing, right? He sang, Ben, the two of us will eat dog poop. It's in the song. CSX Big Jim's House, 826. We want to get players right now for Battle of the Burbs, 248-398-WCSX. We need three players for that, of course.
Yep, someone from the east side, someone from the west side, someone from downriver, and you're playing for a pair of tickets to Motown the Musical at the Fisher Theater on nice. June 5th. Tickets are on sale at the Fisher Theater box office or at BroadwayInDetroit.com.
All right, call now, 248-398-WCSX. Quick reminder, we just played Bob Seger. We're working on Bob Seger Boulevard. We want to get this in a section of Ann Arbor. We'll send you all the information for that. You need to see the map. We'll text it to you. Of course, the keyword for that simply is
Seger.
But Playing Night Moves is another Ann Arbor connection. We found this piece of land right at Pioneer High School, and I was reminded about Night Moves. It was this place off Zeeb Road in Ann Arbor. Bob said that's where he hung out. Everett's Drive-In and the A&W. That's where they would hang out and work on their Night Moves. That's how connected Bob is to Ann Arbor. I always thought that was cool that when he wrote Night Moves, he could specifically remember hanging out at the drive-in with all the other greasers. So if you want to get involved in that, just text us 248-398-WCSX. The keyword, of course, being
Seeger.
Seeger Boulevard. We are working on it right now, but working on Battle of the Burbs. Play next.
Are you ready?
The West Side one.
Are you ready?
Hold on. We have to ask Steve. Steve, are you ready, man?
Are you ready, Steve?
Oh, he's ready. Tickets go see Motown the Musical at the Fisher Theater. Got a players on the phone. Everybody ready?
Good morning. Yes, I am.
All right.
All right. Here we go. We got Ann representing the east side, Chuck the west side, Bobby downriver. Ann, if you know the answer, you will yell out east. Chuck, you will yell out west. Bobby, you will yell out down. Do not answer till Ryan calls on you and make sure you're super loud, okay?
Okay. Yeah.
All right, here we go. Question number one. This Pour Some Sugar on Me band partnered with
West.
Yes.
No, West. Chuck, what's the answer?
Def Leppard.
There it is. Def Leppard beer.
Yep, they got a new beer coming out.
That's right. Okay, question number two. Margot Kidder passed away yesterday at the age of 69.
West. Downriver.
Down. Okay, Bobby, Superman. What's the answer?
Superman.
No. We'll read the rest of the question. She was known for playing this role. What role in the Superman
West.
Films?
West.
Down.
Chuck for the win.
Lois Lane.
There it is.
Chuck on West Side.
Wow, that was a big old fur ball there for a while, man. But you won, Chuck.
Thank you.
Wow, you sound so excited.
So quick to the phone for the answer, then we give him the prize, and he's like, cool.
I'm going to take it away just for your lack of enthusiasm.
The hell you are. West Side needs all we're going to get. Don't listen to her at all. Okay, Ann and Bobby, thanks for playing. Chuck, you did just fine. Don't listen to those East Side people, okay?
All right, thanks a lot.
Way to go, West Side.
Yeah!
All right. Today's winners in the Battle of the Burbs. Heard only in Big Jim's house on 94.7 WCSX.
Hey, Big Jim. CSX, Big Jim's house. Big Jim, Aaron V, producer Ryan this morning. Beautiful outside, 54 degrees. And it's been a dog show this morning. We've talked about dog poop with What Would You Do Wednesday. And we had the unfortunate story going on about Totem, the missing dog in Detroit.
Yeah, if you want more information or to share the pictures, I'm trying to encourage people to share the surveillance video and the pictures as much as possible because Totem is so unique
right.
that somebody will see this dog. If you text the keyword lost to 248-398-9279, we'll send the info right to your phone. Stolen right out of Marlena Hanlon's yard.
Her yard. They actually walked into the yard, went up to the porch, took the leash off the porch, and took the dog and got in a car. And we talked to her earlier this morning, gave us an update to the police. Now they have security video of the vehicle going away as well. Anybody who's got a pet, you can just imagine. But the fact that it was so brazen about that. Again, 248-398-WCSX keyword.
Lost.
At least look at it. You never know. Maybe you could be the one to help get Totem back. Another dog story, though. This was coming out of Massachusetts. This lady was out walking with her dog, and they ran into a pack of animals. Uh-oh. And she winds up having to call from a very unique place because she's afraid of what the animals might do.
Go ahead, where's your emergency?
Hi, I'm in a second street at Breakheart Reservation in Saugus. There's coyotes.
Okay, well, you need to stay away from them, ma'am. Are you in your car?
No, I'm in a tree. I'm on the ridge trail.
You're in a tree?
Yeah, so I was hiking with my dog.
Where are your dogs?
I have one dog. She's a lab. She's on the ground right in front of the tree, and there's coyotes there.
Your dog?
Daddy!
I'm going to get somebody up there as quick as I can. In the meantime, I want you, obviously, to stay away from them as best you can.
There's coyotes up here!
She's warning other people. How wild is that? A 911 call from a tree because you've been treed by coyotes on a trail. And the dog, you can hear the dog protecting her. They were fine, by the way. They were both fine.
Amen.
Wow. I've never heard that before. I know coyotes are aggressive. We talk about it all the time because you see them coming more and more here in Detroit. But getting chased up a tree by coyotes?
They're pack animals.
Big Jim's House Morning Show. Heard only on 94.7 CSX.